Hey, happy Tuesday, everybody, and welcome into Gwynn and Chris. Chris Hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Getting underway on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be heading towards Padre pregame coverage. Sam Levitt's pregame activities get underway at about 5:30 this afternoon. And then it is ball game, Padres and the Reds, game two of a three-game series. Coming up at about 6:30, a little after 6:30 this evening. Coming up on the program today, Mark Ziegler will join us. Talk the Aztecs basketball program. Is it in peril? The success on the Mesa, is it being threatened by the fact that these NIL deals are starting to draw players away from San Diego State? We'll check in with Mark Ziegler on that a little bit later on. We also have a great, fantabulous sports game show today coming up in about a half an hour.
Can't wait.
We'll get Tony versus Scraby head to head.
I can wait.
And I'm telling you, it's a great topic today. Even you, Scraby.
You say this weekly, Chris.
Have a chance to win.
You say this weekly. Well, I don't know who you're trying to fool at this point.
Even you, Scraby.
Still hoping. We also, if we're crazy enough, Tony, we could open it up a little bit later on for phone calls. But I feel like I have my own crazy disgruntled fan to my very own self sitting near and next to me here in the studio, Matt Scraby, who is beside himself now that the Padres have dropped a fifth in a row, falling last night to the Reds 5-2.
Yeah, we definitely should open it up.
Yeah, the thing that I want to ask the fans is real simple right now. Is the team playing lousy, or in your mind, is the team lousy? And there's a difference, right? There's a difference. It's either a pretty good team, which I think most of us thought this was heading into the season and for the first 3 weeks, or now I'm starting to get people, Tony, who are saying, you know what, I knew it all along. This team just wasn't very good.
I love those folks come out all the time.
I know. Like, it's really ridiculous. It's like the people who say, you know, that Fernando Tatis Jr. right now is, you know, scuffling and not living up to his contract, and he's making too much money. These are the exact same people who were predicting, and I'm looking at you, Scraby.
Whoa.
We're predicting that Fernando Tatis Jr. would be the National League's most valuable player this year.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about his play so
far
this year.
I definitely have predicted
Look,
that.
A lot of people are, you know, look. Everybody is under attack right now when you've dropped five straight. And unfortunately, you know, last night again, Tony, after a leadoff home run by Jerks and Profar, the ball club basically disappeared for 2 hours and wasn't heard from again until three straight hits with two outs in the ninth inning. So, you know, we're making a lot of pitchers look like Cy Young Award winners right now, and we're not getting that same kind of, you know, pitching as teams are scoring enough runs to beat them. And a five-game losing streak isn't enough to, in my mind, to go into total panic. But no, I know who not. I'm dealing with that's listening to the show right now.
No, but you know what? I think it's rightfully to be, annoyed.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's fair to be irritated, you know, because they haven't played well. You know, and off whether it's the offense, whether it's the starting pitching, whether it's, you know, the big guys not quite going yet, it's all of that. And so, you know, naturally people are going to feel some way about it. I think that's fair. As you said, though, I don't think it's time to, like, throw the season away. I know there's a special person out there that I heard, and I won't mention his name right now, but there's a special person out there in the media that really believes that they should tear it all up.
Yeah, tear down the product and go home. Leave the 40,000 fans who keep piling into Petco Park to wonder what might have been. This is a rough stretch. I mean, last night, Lodolo's a really good pitcher. I said that coming in, but he punches 11. Like I said, he gives up the home run to Profar to lead off the ball game, and then a couple of walks, and that's about it. I mean, we don't even hear from the Padres again till two outs in the ninth inning. I give them a little credit. They got the tying run to the plate there, you know. So I guess you kind of like that fight. And the question is, the fans are frustrated. The fans are getting a little bit ornery. You know, how's the team doing right now? How do they deal with this, Tony?
I mean, I don't know. I think you lose five in a row. I don't care what marathon you're running.
Right.
You're gonna feel some type of way about that, right? How that affects you, I don't know. All those guys are different down there, but I think it's certainly something that I would expect to be on their minds. You know, I think this team, they know. I don't think they haven't played a complete game in quite some time, if we're being honest, right? I mean, what was it, the last game in Colorado, going back to that?
Right.
That's the game before that, then I should say, is the last time they played a complete game. And so now they've had a five-day stretch where they haven't played well, you know, regardless of what the category is that didn't play well. And I don't know that they're the type of team that can overcome all of that, you know? You know, the starting pitching was a thing that had us all feeling really good 2 weeks ago, you know? And then now in another week, it's the same position that has now got us a little frightened about what's going on. And so, you know, I hope, as we said yesterday, hopefully you have more of the 2 weeks feelings than you do this past five day feeling over the course of 162. But when you're in it, man, this is what it is. There's many categories we can go over that are part of the reason why.
Well, we will go through most of those categories, and I think I have I don't have a solution. I just have what needs to happen, you know, in order for this ball club to start getting it together. Now, before I get to that, I wanted to point out, I try to keep things in some perspective. I think people think that I'm, you know, protecting the team and I'm trying to sugarcoat. I'm not. I'm just pointing out that a five-game losing streak is not the end-all. From the middle of August to the end of the season last year, that's the final month and a half of the regular season last year, the Texas Rangers had an 8-game losing streak, they had a 3-game losing streak, and they had 2 4-game losing streaks, all in the final month and a half of the season. I got to believe that during each one of those, the fine folks who do what we do in Dallas and the fine people that were calling into those television or radio shows in Dallas, we're pretty much writing the swan song and the end for Bruce Bochy's team last year, and we know how that all turned
but
out.
I can't do that anymore. I can't do it anymore, Chris.
Don't interrupt
there
me.
There he is. I'm trying
to stay quiet because
Well, stay quiet when I'm in the middle of a sentence. And my sentence was that is neither here nor there as far as this San Diego Padre team is concerned. They have their own issues to deal with, and I'm not comparing them to the World Series champions. I'm just trying to keep a 5-game losing streak in some perspective before I get ready to completely, utterly panic and throw away the entire, you know, the entire ball club. Now go.
I'm not going to throw away the entire ball club. I'm not going to throw away the entire season, but I cannot say, look at what happened to the Yankees that one year where they lost. They started like 10 games under 500. Wait till water finds its level. And I feel like I'm picking on you, Chris. It's not just all about you. It's just all these things that everyone says, I can't do it anymore because they're lies to me. They're lies to me.
But they're not lies.
You think
what happens in the course of a baseball season. Now, you know, you're panicked. What is your situation? You're just angry right now. I mean, you're absolutely angry.
No,
you're convinced that this team is last year's team, and that's just not accurate. This is a totally different group.
I don't think that this is last year's team. However, we are seeing what last year's team had happened to them.
What, lose games?
Lose games, just look lost at the plate, make mistakes. Things happen that, you know, they're winning a game, they have one error, game's over after that. It's just like, it's frustrating.
I don't know how to feel about Lodolo. last night. Like, I get it. He's a young, talented pitcher. You ask the folks on the red side, they'll tell you the same. But that was different facing, like, Ranger Suarez and who was the night before? Nola. Like, all right, those guys can do that. I've seen them do that to the Padres specifically.
Yeah, shutty baseball.
Taijuan Walker came out there, and they hit Taijuan Walker the way I would expect a Taijuan Walker to get hit, you know, against the Padres. But then the Lodolo one was just it was weird. It just didn't see. It seemed like we had some really defensive swings that I'm not used to seeing those guys take, and maybe the deception thing was a real factor. You know, you kept hearing that, like, his deception and some
it
of those swings look like they weren't seeing it that great yesterday, and so that comes on the back of Nola, Suarez, and then Walker. That day. You know, the pitch, and in that process, not only was offense shut down, the pitching, starting pitching, wasn't as good as it had been the week before. And so, you know, that's what's going to happen. And yesterday, you know, coming into the game, it felt like, all right, this might be a matchup. This is a left-handed pitcher on the mound. It's somebody most of these guys hammered last year, and not him specifically, but left-handed pitching. And then, you know, you basically had Profar do what he does in the first, and then, as Chris said, it just went quiet. And it, quite frankly, they had him on the ropes there for a second, early in that game. And then he figured it out, and it was like all she wrote from there. It was the changeup he used. He used the curveball. You saw a couple of those backfoot sweepers, like, you know, end up behind guys, and you know they take it. So maybe the deception part, I get back to that, because it's kind of like the Blake Snell when he was here. You know, he bounced that curveball like way out front, but dudes were swinging like, you know, it was right there.
Yeah.
And so maybe there was some deception to it. All I know is that it comes on the heels of those other two performances before, where the offense also didn't look good. So You can see why people are like, yo, this what's going on with the offense.
Well, I did, because of the deception and all that stuff, because Jose Azokar had a pretty bad looking at bat, but I wanted to go and try to figure out what he was seeing. So I even went into StatCast 3D pitching, guys, and I wanted to see where what was going on.
You a real feel of what it was
This really is where I went last night, just trying to figure out any sort of reason to bring up today. But what I was seeing is when the ball hits the reaction time in front of the batter, the ball looks like a strike, and then it just completely dives out of the zone. So Jose Azokar might be seeing a strike, and then all of a sudden it's not there anymore. And that's just how Major League Pitching is.
Yeah, it's good, but they got to find a way to hit it because, I mean, these guys, you know, are again, Lodolo's a young guy who's not a Cy Young, you know, guy yet. And, you know, they need to have a better little game than that. I mean, one hit and then nothing for eight innings. Sorry, that won't work. Now, you know, I have a couple of thoughts on how they can get out of this, Tony. But, you know, we'll get to that here in the next segment. But
oh, look at that discipline right there.
I think that there's, you know, some things that they have to count on right now to get this thing turned around. I don't think this is a bad team. I do think this is a team that's playing badly and hitting badly and not pitching and all that. But I'm not ready to, you know, admit this is a bad team. But there's some guys that have to start doing better, and we'll talk about them. Tonight, Nick Martinez, old Padre, pitches for the Reds.
Do I even want to even, like, predict what's going to happen tonight?
What's going to happen tonight? What's
going to happen tonight? If there's anything better than a perfect game, Nick Martinez will do it. He'll get two perfect games in one game.
Sorry. See, here's why we don't need to go to the phone call. Man. We don't need to go to the phone calls, Tony. We have our own very live phone call right here in the studio. I mean, who's going to say anything more ridiculous than you?
You know what's funny is I'm sure Scraby is not alone.
No, actually, people are getting at me right now saying that it's still early. I understand that, and I will say that too, but it really hurts to say it because I feel like it's a lie. But it's not a lie. It's still early.
This is where the PTSD kicks in.
It does. It does.
You start thinking about, man, we were saying this last year.
You know,
and now, you know, it feels the same exact way. We kept telling ourselves we had time.
Oh, I know.
You got to remove last year. It has nothing to do with
it. Bill said something on the chat that's interesting. He said the guy we had on yesterday, Mark Sheldon from MLB.com, said Lodolo will have the pod swinging on off their feet with that filthy sweeper slider. And it
I guess, you know what? By the way, I got the chance to meet him in elevator on the way down, on the way out of the stadium last night. Nice man.
Yeah. Well, look.
Did you guys go to Lolita?
I forgot that he said that, too, by the way. He did say that.
No, he talked about that back foot breaking ball, but like I said, if it's that good, then Lodolo's going to go 20-0 this year. Nobody's going to touch him.
None of them were strikes. That's
another issue.
Yeah. That's where I think it kind of went haywire. It wasn't like he was making great pitches there, everything. And again, it goes back to deception. Like, it clearly looked like a strike because it wasn't. That's the most they struck out all season as a ball club. So there was obviously something to it.
I know that they struck out 13 more times last night than the Dodgers did last night. Dodgers didn't strike out once their game against Arizona. So that,
that. You know, everything's fine.
That'll make you feel even better, Scrabe. That's what I'm here for.
Let's get to break. When we come back, we got more Gwen and Chris. We're going to get into some of what Mr. Ello is talking about in terms of who he thinks needs to perform better. We'll get into it. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret. With Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You want answers? I got answers. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. What's wrong with the Padres? Well, they're not playing great baseball. They're not pitching. They're not hitting. And they're losing. They've dropped five straight. We all know that. They'll try to get it together starting tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. They'll face former teammate Nick Martinez.
Tony has his hand up.
There is a bit of good news, and that is the fact that Yu Darvish is back and starting for the Padres.
Good point.
Tonight, Mr. Gwynn.
Yu Darvish off the IL.
Yeah.
Into the starting rotation tonight. Tom Cosgrove optioned down.
Interesting. Ooh. Interesting.
So, that is interesting.
All right.
Man.
That is why I had my hand up.
I'm glad you got that in. For sure, we needed to make a corresponding roster move, and so the Padres have. All right, here's my thing, Tony, and you know I don't think this is not rocket science here. The Padres' highest paid five players, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody out there? Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove. Those are the five that make the most money. Those are the five with the longest term contracts. Those are the five that this franchise is basically built around right now. And very simply put, none of the five are performing up to the level that they have performed previously in their careers. I could give you all the numbers. To me, it's, you know, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle. Fernando's OPS is down 140 points. Manny's OPS is down 150, 160 points from career. Xander Bogaerts' OPS is down 200 and some odd points from his career. Darvish, you know, injured, but doesn't have a win yet. WHIP is higher than normal. And Musgrove, we've documented his early season struggles. To me, Tony, when you're going bad, your big boys have to pick you up and start carrying the freight. And right now, you know, the best Padre player is Jerickson Profar, and give him credit for that. But Jerickson Profar, you know, he's not going to do it by himself. Whereas guys like Fernando, Manny, if they start playing like they can carry you out of the doldrums.
Big facts. Yeah, no, I think that is a fair assessment. You know, the Padres, as you called it, Big Five, haven't performed to the level that they, you know, or that we've grown accustomed to seeing, and that they have set the bar at, basically. And it's in all five. You know, it's one thing, and this was part of the issue last year, right? And I hate to bring up last year, but...
Yes, because this year is not last year, Scraby.
it's level, everybody.
That was my Scraby imitation. Hey, this is my Scraby imitation.
Okay. It's a fair imitation.
Arm
actually.
Waving.
It's a fair imitation.
Spittle coming out.
I think it's a fair assessment that, you know, the big guys haven't been the big guys yet. I think they will. And it's, you know, it's one thing to have like a couple of them, maybe even three of them, not doing, you know, their own thing.
Right, but all five,
and as,
right?
As a matter of fact, you can make the argument that when Yu Darvish and Musgrove and their round of rotation threw the ball well, the Padres still won games despite not having the production from Bogaerts and Manny at the time, right? I think, I think you can survive with a couple of those guys not going right, but all five in this past week, you know, didn't play to that level, and you know, the Padres now what have lost five straight. I think there's a correlation. I mean, when your best players are playing like they're your best players, you win more games.
Scraby?
I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, but I've heard all this before.
No. You know, if the avid Scrabinators out there, they would know that I've been saying this since before the season, that they, A, needed to get off to a fast start, which they haven't, and B, the superstars have to superstar, like, and they're not doing it. I you know, I kind of get a little frustrated when people start blaming guys like, and I've done this myself, Grant Pauly. Grant Pauly was never right. Grant Pauly was never a superstar. He's yet to be a superstar of this team. It's up to Manny, Fernando, all the guys that you guys have been listing. It's not up to Grant Pauly. It's not up to Jose Azokar. It's not up to Higashioka. I get why we're criticizing that. And even AJ Preller to a point. I don't think that AJ Preller deserves the criticism he's getting out there right now, because ultimately he did put a team on the field that is able to compete. They're just not doing it. Thank you.
Right, and that goes back to Chris's original question. And what was it, Chris? If are the Padres playing poorly?
Or are they poor? Yes.
Or are they poor?
Yeah.
And I think it's the former, right? They're playing poorly right now.
I have some chats real quick. William said, this is a good team playing bad, but at some point a fire needs to be lit. They've played 20% of the season now, and if you take out the six games versus the Cubs and Dodgers, this team is 8-6. Would you take out... Okay, sorry, right. William. Why are you taking out the best wins?
You can't take those games out.
If you take out the last five games they played, they're 14-13.
Good point, Chris. Right. Good point.
So, I like everything take any of them out.
Until we're taking out big wins.
Yeah, we
Joseph
can't take
says,
out.
I give it till the end of May before I toss the, quote, it's still early. I give it till the All-Star break before I start panicking, getting worried. Nate says June's schedule should be easier, but we have to be at 500 to make it productive and have a chance. And Calvin says I'll start panicking when TG does.
Well, then you'll never
like
panic.
That.
You'll never panic
say,
then, because Tony's
you're
not going to panic.
You're going to be anxiety free, my friend. I promise.
Look, the thing is though, everybody. I think we're hitting on something here, and that is these heavyweight guys have got to start playing some heavyweight baseball. And you know, because when things aren't going well, Tony, you know, and the periphery guys can't carry it, You need to rely on, you know, a walk and a Fernando bomb and a Manny, you know, going deep with a couple of guys on to pick you up a couple of wins along the way. And, you know, that's where they're falling short right now. These three guys on offense, these two pitchers, I mean, I don't know that I can ask Darvish to give me seven shutout tonight. He's coming off the injured list, but, you know, I need seven shutout tonight, you know, because my offense is scuffling. I mean, this is where Darvish has to step up and earn, you know, the huge salary that he's getting. And, you know, Manny and Fernando, this is so easy for me to say and so unfair of me to say, but I watched him in the ninth inning last night. He missed that curveball by 8 feet. And, you know, I need a better at bat than that. I know it's 5-1. There's one out in the ninth. And it's easy for me to sit on my couch and say I need a better at bat than that. But I'm Fernando Tatis Jr. I can't swing at a pitch that bounces in the other batter's box. Anyway, that's what we need right now. The big guys to be big. So, you know, and I think that'll get it rolling, hopefully. And that the reason I bring up the big guys being big, and I think this is a good team not playing well, is because these guys would make it a good team. If you don't think it's a good team, then you don't think these guys are good. And right. I think we all think that they're good players. You know, just got to get more out of them.
Some of those
I know you don't.
No, but... I love this team. Why do you think last night on the way home from work, I'm thinking about Jose Azokar in the lineup because it's something I think about every single day.
What are you thinking about him in the lineup? What about it?
Well, I was thinking that Jose Azokar.
Be in it?
No, that he's been pretty good at the plate this year, and then he had that at bat last night.
But that's the thing, is everybody had that at bat last night.
True.
Except for Profar.
True.
Except for Profar. I think he punched out everybody at least once, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he did. You're right.
So, you know, everybody had one of them joints. Maybe because of that, you can chalk that one away. But it's hard to because there was four other ones prior to that that, you know, kind of make you feel, I'm sure that's making people feel some type of way.
Real quick, before we get a break, everybody wants to know your thoughts on the Bach call, guys.
I'm going to leave that one to Tony because I had a very quick look at it and I didn't see one.
So, you know, I'm not sure. I think it was a couple years ago now. They might have, maybe it was COVID. I'm not sure. Recently, last 5 years, I think they added a rule where if there's a runner on third, you have to confirm that you're going to go from the stretch.
Oh, you have to actually declare that.
You have to declare that you're going from the stretch to the windup. Because it is assumed with a runner on, you have to do the stretch. But they started allowing pitchers to go from the windup, or they started making pitchers, you know, clarify that that's what they're going to do. I don't think Waldron did that, and so that's why. Like, I watched the before I figured it out. I watched the replay a couple times, and I was like, "What did he do?"
Yeah, he didn't balk.
He didn't balk, right?
But that he didn't declare that he was going into the wind. He was going to pitch from the windup.
Yeah,
that's a great explanation, and you know, I think it. You know, that's why
sometimes the game speeds up on you. You know what I'm saying? Like he's battling right there. He's trying not to let this run in. He's and you just forget about a small detail like that.
Yeah, Padres did not give up any stolen bases to the runaway Reds last night, so there's that.
Yeah,
cool. Makes everybody feel a lot better, I'm sure.
De La Cruz didn't have he ran around the bases.
He just ran around the bases, yeah.
I don't think he didn't have to get an opportunity.
All right. We'll see if they can't get it right starting tonight. We'll take a break. We'll see if Tony and Scraby can get some of this right. Ugh. It is Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Great topic, great category today. Sit tight, come on back, play along with us.
Edwin Jr., Chrisello, Matt Scraby. We have a Chris's Fantabulous Game Show. I think we got to get right to it because we kind of went over in that last segment. Without further ado, I will... Scraby, look, you got something to say.
Oh, no, I'm ready.
Oh, without further ado, let me hand this show off to Mr. Chrisello.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh. I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome to the program. We are going to get right to it today, guys. If you want to play along out there, you can.
Tony's dancing is far too much in the camera.
Well, he already knows he's going to win, but it's just a matter of how he accomplishes that.
So, never mind.
That's how things work on this program. I'm going to give the guys the topic. There are 21 correct answers today, guys. I think it's an interesting category, and I think both of you will have an equal shot at having success with it. If you get an answer wrong, you get a strike. Three strikes, you're out. Otherwise, first person to 11 correct answers today wins. You can play along with us out there. Scrape, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I know Tony's ready. Today's category, teams in the NFL and teams in Major League Baseball that have either not been to the Super Bowl or not been to the World Series this century.
This century,
like the last 24 years.
Since 2000, that's right. Teams that have not been either NFL case to the Super Bowl, or in baseball case, not been to the World Series this century. The cutoff date, of course, is the year 2000. So, Scrape, you want to go first or pass to Tony?
I'll just go first again,
go
as
first,
I always do.
All right, see if this works for you. Give me a team that has not been to either the Super Bowl or the World Series this century.
Chris, I will say, a good category.
Thank you.
Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions have never been to the Super Bowl, so that was a good one. They almost made it last year, but the dastardly 49ers ended their hopes in the NFC Championship game. Detroit Lions is correct. Tony Gwynn Jr., that's how this one works today. Who do you got?
The San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes, 1994, the magic year here in San Diego when the Chargers made their one and only Super Bowl. That is correct, and there are two answers off the board, tied at one. Mr. Scraby.
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. You're going with a bunch of teams, or going teams so far that haven't even been to any Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Good strategy, at least so far.
So far.
2-1, Scraby's on top. 18 correct answers left. We're just kind of underway in this category. Teams that have not been to a Super Bowl or a World Series, Tony, since 2000.
San Diego Padres.
San Diego Padres, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, they're in that category as well. 1998, the last appearance for the Padres in the Fall Classic. We are tied at 2. Still 17 answers remaining. Scraby's starting to stare off into the distance.
Yes, I am.
So I get a little concerned when I see that look.
Well, it's the football is not so hard. It's the baseball.
Well, then stay with football.
That's hard.
Stay with
football.
Come on here,
buddy. Well, then I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins.
You can. That's correct answer in this case. Miami Dolphins have not been to the Super Bowl in almost, well, it has been 40 years.
Wow.
1984.
Wow.
Since the Dolphins have last gone to the Super Bowl. And I remind myself of that pretty much every December as another season is fading away. All right, 3-2, Scraby, Tony.
The Milwaukee Brew Crew.
The Milwaukee Brewers went to the World Series in 1982. They lost to the Cardinals in 7 hard-fought games. They have not been back to the World Series. So one of Tony's, actually Tony's guessed 2 of his former teams now, the Padres and Brewers. We are tied at 3. Guys are moving along nicely, but as we know, this game tends to get a little more difficult. There are still 15 correct answers left. Scrape.
Because I hate them so much.
Really?
The Dallas Cowboys have not been to a championship.
You are proud to say that.
Yes, I am.
Do me a favor. Don't ding the bell.
Well, I knew that was a for sure
don't
thing.
Don't ever ding the bell because you know.
I knew that was for sure.
Don't ever ding the bell. The bell.
Yes, you get my okay to ding that bell. Dallas 1995, last time they were in a Super Bowl. They won it that year over the Pittsburgh Steelers. But yes, it's been quite a while. All right. Scraby 4, Tony 3, Tony Gwynn Jr. Teams that have not been to a Super Bowl or a World Series this century.
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1993. They played Dallas in that Super Bowl and they lost the final of their 4 consecutive Super Bowl losses. So that ties it at 4. You guys are sailing along with 13 correct answers remaining. Haven't touched much of the baseball side. Scraby hasn't gone there yet.
I'm going to now.
You're going there
now? It's kind of crazy that the Rockies are not on this list. It's kind of crazy to me.
Right. Look at you trying to. You don't know nothing, dude. Your knowledge isn't tight. You ain't nothing. Stop.
I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Pittsburgh Pirates. We Are Family, 1979. Don't ding the bell until I tell you. Because eventually you're going to ding the bell erroneously.
If I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, well, you always think you know for sure. We Are Family, famous pirate team, Willie Stargell in 79, the last Pittsburgh Pirate team to go to the World Series. Scraby leads 5-4. You guys are just racing along. 12 answers left. Tony.
Now I'm searching into the distance as well.
It's going to get tougher, I think. We're about halfway through the list now. Teams have not been to a Super Bowl or a World Series in this century.
Man.
Got TG stumped here for the moment.
Nope, they've been there.
Chris. No time limit.
Okay, here we go.
You got one?
Yes.
All right, who is it?
Toronto Blue Jays.
Toronto Blue Jays, 1993. Won their second of back-to-back World Series. They've not been since.
Now, that I have a correct. Question.
Yes.
Is it when the event was played, or is it the season of the event? Because sometimes the Super Bowl is played.
Baseball doesn't work that way, so you guys are talking about football.
It's the season that they were played, not the event.
The answers.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Vikings, 1976 for the Vikings. Oh. That was the last of their four Super Bowl losses, and they have not been back. That is correct. Almost 50 years for the Vikings. Scraby takes a 6-5 lead. There are 10 correct answers remaining. Nobody's had a strike yet. Tony Gwynn Jr. Difficult category today, and I think it's going to get really tough here in the last few.
Let's go. Let's. Why don't we do this?
All right.
Why don't we go back to Minnesota and go with the Twins?
Stay in Minnesota, and yes, the Minnesota Twins.
Wasn't sure about them.
World Series champs in 1991. They also won in 87. They've not been back since the Gene Larkin walk-off single ended that classic 1-0 game that Jack Morris pitched in 1991. All right, we are at 6-6, 9 answers remaining. No strikes yet. Scraby. He's starting to tap the pen. That's the first sign of weakness.
Oakland A's. Pen.
Oakland A's. Do you want to ding without me telling you?
I'm not 100%
not
100% sure, but I'm 99.9.
Sure. The 1990 for the A's. Lost to the, I believe, the Rojos that year.
The Barry Zito A's. I was like, oh, did they make it to the World Series?
Yeah, they did not. They came up short every year.
Good.
Moneyball never got there. All right, 7-6. Scraby, 8 left. Where are we going? Tony Gwynn Jr., teams that haven't been to a Super Bowl or a World Series this century. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Oh.
Stretching it out.
Nope. They got one.
He seems
thought
he has
I had one.
One.
All right, you thought I had one. Don't have one.
No good. No good. It's good music you got today, Scraby.
I'm really feeling it today.
I'm ready.
All right,
ready.
Go.
Seattle Mariners.
Seattle Mariners.
No!
That took one of yours.
That was my next one.
Mariners have never been to the World Series. Still, to this day. They came into being in 1977. All right, we are down to the final 7 answers. You guys are tied at 7 with no strikes yet.
Will you allow us to know how many of each are left?
Sure.
Okay.
5 NFL teams.
Wow.
2 baseball teams.
All right, let me...
Are left.
I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep, never been to a Super Bowl. That is correct. Jacksonville. And Scraby leads 8-7. You guys might run the table on this one. No strikes yet. Tony Gwynn Jr. breathing a sigh.
Yeah, it's getting tight here.
It is. There's 6 left. And normally, I mean, a lot of times this game isn't even this competitive where Tony even has to sigh once.
It's true.
But he's sighing
today. Not letting
today.
It in.
Yeah.
We're going to go with the team that is actually here in the building, the Cincinnati Reds.
Rojos, 1990.
Nice job.
They beat
nice
the A's. Job. I mentioned that. Kind of shouldn't have mentioned that maybe earlier, but The Reds, that's right. They haven't been to a World Series in quite some time, 34 years. We are tied at 8. There are 5 correct answers remaining. Franchises that have not been to the World Series or the Super Bowl this century.
So there's only one more MLB team?
Correct.
I think I know who it is.
All right. You want to try for it or you want to hold
on? Yeah, I'm going to go for it.
All right, go for it.
Baltimore Orioles.
Baltimore Orioles.
Baltimore.
You know the last time they were in the World Series?
1943.
1983, but it's a win nonetheless. You got
what kind of guess was that?
I don't know. I mean, I figured it out like way back when. I don't ever remember the Orioles being good in my childhood.
They had a guy named Cal Ripken Jr.
Yes, I'm aware.
Shortstop. He caught the final out against the Philadelphia Phillies in 83 to clinch it in 5. The last time the O's won it. So there you go, 9-8, 4 teams left. They're all football teams that have not been to the Super Bowl in this century. Tony Gwynn Jr. getting down to brass tacks here. Who you got?
The Redskins / Commanders.
The Redskins. 1991, that is correct.
Dang it.
The Redskins win in 91. They thrashed the Bills behind Mark Ripien. They have not been back. They certainly haven't been as the football team or the Commanders. We are tied, remarkably, 9-9 with no incorrect answers yet. Only 3 correct answers remain.
Wow.
Scraby, no strikes.
Woo!
Tony, no strikes. First to 11 wins the game. Scraby, your turn. Do you know the other 3 out there if you're playing along? Let's see if these guys do.
Houston Texans?
Yeah, never been to the Super Bowl.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
100% sure.
Houston Texans. Scraby goes up 10-9.
Well, I got to write that down so I don't use it.
The only way that Tony can win today is he needs a correct guess, Scraby needs to miss, and then Tony needs another correct guess. Tony, take your time.
How about the Jets?
New York Football Jets. Joe Namath got there in 1968. They have not been back. All right. It's 10-10.
I know. I think I have the final answer. I've been holding on to this one. I've already been excited earlier in the month about this, but... I had to ask Chris a clarification question. The Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans for the title. On January the 30th, 2000, the Titans played in their last Super Bowl. But that qualifies as the 1999 season. Scraby wins it straight up 11-10 today.
Look at this! The water did find its level, guys! It does work!
Oh, wow. Go ahead. You deserve this one. You deserve this one.
Get up and move around a little bit. Thank you.
People downstairs are like, what is happening upstairs?
Yeah.
Woo! That was a great game, Tony.
Scraping with a win today.
Good game, man.
Good game. Good game.
Gotta believe that the Padres... losing streak is about to come to an end.
It has to, right?
Because all is possible in the world now.
Right?
Because that was a real win. Like, I didn't miss any.
Nobody missed any.
To keep getting them.
You guys did not miss any. 11-10. You got all 21 squads that have not been to
I'm happy, but Tony did play a good game, so it's the best feeling in the world! Chris is like, great. Now I'm stuck with this guy.
Yeah, it's okay. I'd rather be stuck with that guy than the guy earlier who was whining and complaining about the Padres.
Well, we'll get back to that.
I'm sure you will. We'll get back to it, too. Hour number 2 coming up.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome to the program. We are going to get right to it today, guys. If you want to play along out there, you can.
Tony's dancing is far too much in the camera.
Well, he already knows he's going to win, but it's just a matter of how he accomplishes that.
So, never mind.
That's how things work on this program. I'm going to give the guys the topic. There are 21 correct answers today, guys. I think it's an interesting category, and I think both of you will have an equal shot at having success with it. If you get an answer wrong, you get a strike. Three strikes, you're out. Otherwise, first person to 11 correct answers today wins. You can play along with us out there. Scrape, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I know Tony's ready. Today's category, teams in the NFL and teams in Major League Baseball that have either not been to the Super Bowl or not been to the World Series this century.
This century,
like the last 24 years.
Since 2000, that's right. Teams that have not been either NFL case to the Super Bowl or in baseball case not been to the World Series this century. The cutoff date, of course, is the year 2000. So, Scrape, you want to go first or pass to Tony?
I'll just go first again. Go as I
first,
always do.
All right, see if this works for you. Give me a team that has not been to either the Super Bowl or the World Series this century.
Chris, I will say a good category.
Thank you.
Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions have never been to the Super Bowl, so that was a good one. They almost made it last year, but the dastardly 49ers ended their hopes in the NFC Championship game. Detroit Lions is correct. Tony Gwynn Jr., that's how this one works today. Who do you got?
The San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes, 1994, the magic year here in San Diego when the Chargers made their one and only Super Bowl. That is correct, and there are two answers off the board, tied at one. Mr. Scraby.
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. You're going with a bunch of teams, or going teams so far that haven't even been to any Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Good strategy, at least so far.
So far.
2-1, Scraby's on top. 18 correct answers left. We're just kind of underway in this category. Teams that have not been to a Super Bowl or a World Series, Tony, since 2000.
San Diego Padres.
San Diego Padres, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, they're in that category as well. 1998, the last appearance for the Padres in the Fall Classic. We are tied at 2. Still 17 answers remaining. Scraby's starting to stare off into the distance.
Yes, I am.
So I get a little concerned when I see that look.
Well, it's the football is not so hard. It's the baseball.
Well, then stay with football.
That's hard.
Stay with football.
Come on here, buddy. Well, then I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins.
You can. That's correct answer in this case. Miami Dolphins have not been to the Super Bowl in almost, well, it has been 40 years.
Wow.
1984.
Wow.
Since the Dolphins have last gone to the Super Bowl. And I remind myself of that pretty much every December as another season is fading away. All right, 3-2, Scraby, Tony.
The Milwaukee Brew Crew.
The Milwaukee Brewers went to the World Series in 1982. They lost to the Cardinals in 7 hard-fought games. They have not been back to the World Series. So one of Tony's guessed 2 of his former teams now, the Padres and Brewers. We are tied at 3. Guys are moving along nicely, but as we know, this game tends to get a little more difficult. There are still 15 correct answers left. Scrape.
Because I hate them so much.
Really?
The Dallas Cowboys have not been to a championship.
You are proud to say that.
Yes, I am.
Do me a favor. Don't ding the bell.
Well, I knew that was a for sure
don't
thing.
Don't ever ding the bell because you know.
I knew that was for sure.
Don't ever ding the bell.
Yes, you get my okay to ding that bell. Dallas 1995, last time they were in a Super Bowl. They won it that year over the Pittsburgh Steelers. But yes, it's been quite a while. All right. Scraby 4, Tony 3, Tony Gwynn Jr. Teams that have not been to a Super Bowl or a World Series this century.
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
Yeah, 1993. They played Dallas in that Super Bowl and they lost the final of their 4 consecutive Super Bowl losses. So that ties it at 4. You guys are sailing along with 13 correct answers remaining. Haven't touched much of the baseball side. Scraby hasn't gone there yet.
I'm going to now.
You're going there
now? It's kind of crazy that the Rockies are not on this list. It's kind of crazy to me.
All right. Wow, look at you trying to. You don't know nothing, dude. Your knowledge isn't tight. You ain't nothing. Stop.
I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Pittsburgh Pirates. We Are Family, 1979. Don't ding the bell until I tell you. Because eventually you're going to ding the bell erroneously.
If I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, well, you always think you know for sure. We Are Family, famous pirate team, Willie Stargell in 79, the last Pittsburgh Pirate team to go to the World Series. Scraby leads 5-4. You guys are just racing along. 12 answers left. Tony.
Now I'm searching into the distance as well.
It's going to get tougher, I think. We're about halfway through the list now. Teams have not been to a Super Bowl or a World Series in this century.
Man.
Oh, is... got TG stumped here for the moment.
Up the cent- oh, nope, they've been there.
Uh-oh, wait. Right.
Chris.
No time limit.
Okay, here we go.
You got one?
Yes.
All right, who is it?
Toronto Blue Jays.
Toronto Blue Jays, 1993. Won their second of back-to-back World Series. They've not been since.
Now, that is correct. Question.
Yes.
Is it when the event was played, or is it the season of the event? Like, because sometimes the Super Bowl is played.
Baseball doesn't work that way. So you guys are talking about football.
It's the season that they were played, not the event.
The answers.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Vikings, 1976 for the Vikings. Man. That was the last of their four Super Bowl losses, and they have not been back. That is correct. Almost 50 years for the Vikings. Scraby takes a 6-5 lead. There are 10 correct answers remaining. Nobody's had a strike yet. Tony Gwynn Jr. Difficult category today, and I think it's going to get really tough here in the last few.
Let's go. Let's. Why don't we do this?
All right.
Why don't we go back to Minnesota and go with the Twins?
Stay in Minnesota, and yes, the Minnesota Twins.
Wasn't sure about them.
World Series champs in 1991. They also won in 87. They've not been back since the Gene Larkin walk-off single ended that classic 1-0 game that Jack Morris pitched in 1991. All right, we are at 6-6, 9 answers remaining. No strikes yet. Scraby. He's starting to tap the pen. That's the first sign of weakness.
Oakland A's. Pen.
Oakland A's. Do you want to ding without me telling you?
I'm not 100%
sure,
but I'm 99.9.
The 1990 for the A's. Lost to the, I believe, the Rojos that year.
The Barry Zito A's. I was like, oh, did they make it to the World Series?
Yeah, they did not. They came up short every year.
Good.
They did not.
Moneyball never got there. All right, 7-6. Scraby, 8 left. Where are we going? Tony Gwynn Jr., teams that haven't been to a Super Bowl or a World Series this century. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Oh.
Stretching it out.
Nope. They got one.
He seems
thought
he has
I had
one.
I had one. Don't have one.
No good. No good. It's good music you got today, Scraby.
Thank you. I'm really feeling it today.
I'm ready.
All right,
ready.
Go.
Seattle Mariners.
Seattle Mariners.
No!
That took one of yours?
That was my next one.
Mariners have never been to the World Series. Still, to this day. They came into being in 1977. All right, we are down to the final 7 answers. You guys are tied at 7 with no strikes yet.
Will you allow us to know how many of each are left?
4.
Okay.
5 NFL teams.
Wow.
2 baseball teams.
All right, let me...
are left.
I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep, never been to a Super Bowl. That is correct. Jacksonville. And Scraby leads 8-7. You guys might run the table on this one. No strikes yet. Tony Gwynn Jr. breathing a sigh.
Yeah, it's getting tight here.
It is. There's 6 left. And normally, I mean, a lot of times this game isn't even this competitive where Tony even has to sigh once.
This is true.
But he signed
today. Not letting
it
in.
Yeah.
We're going to go with the team that is actually here in the building, the Cincinnati Reds.
Rojos, 1990.
Nice job.
They beat the A's. I mentioned that. Kind of shouldn't have mentioned that maybe earlier, but The Reds, that's right. They haven't been to a World Series in quite some time, 34 years. We are tied at 8. There are 5 correct answers remaining. Franchises that have not been to the World Series or the Super Bowl this century.
So there's only one more MLB team?
Correct.
I think I know who it is.
All right. You want to try for it or you want to hold on?
Yeah, I'm going to go for it.
All right, go for it.
Baltimore Orioles.
Baltimore Orioles.
Baltimore.
The last time they were in the World Series?
1943.
1983, but it's a win nonetheless. You got
it. What kind of guess was that?
I don't know. I mean, I figured it out like way back when. I don't ever remember the Orioles being good in my childhood.
They had a guy named Cal Ripken Jr.
Yes, I'm aware.
Shortstop. He caught the final out against the Philadelphia Phillies in 83 to clinch it in 5. The last time the O's won it. So there you go, 9-8, 4 teams left. They're all football teams that have not been to the Super Bowl in this century. Tony Gwynn Jr. getting down to brass tacks here. Who you got?
The Redskins / Commanders.
The Redskins. 1991, that is correct.
Dang it.
The Redskins win in 91. They thrashed the Bills behind Mark Ripien. They have not been back. They certainly haven't been as the football team or the Commanders. We are tied, remarkably, 9-9 with no incorrect answers yet. Only 3 correct answers remain.
Wow.
Scraby, no strikes.
Woo!
Tony, no strikes. First to 11 wins the game. Scraby, your turn. Do you know the other 3 out there if you're playing along? Let's see if these guys do.
Houston Texans?
Yeah, never been to the Super Bowl.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
100% sure.
Houston Texans. Scraby goes up 10-9.
I got to write that down so I don't use it.
The only way that Tony can win today is he needs a correct guess, Scraby needs to miss, and then Tony needs another correct guess. Tony, take your time.
How about the Jets?
New York Football Jets. Joe Namath got there in 1968. They have not been back. All right. It's 10-10.
I know. I think I have the final answer. I've been holding on to this one. I've already been excited earlier in the month about this, but... I had to ask Chris a clarification question. The Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans for the title. On January the 30th, 2000, the Titans played in their last Super Bowl. But that qualifies as the 1999 season. Scraby wins it straight up 11-10 today.
Look at this! The water did find its level, guys! It does work!
Oh, wow. Go ahead. You deserve this one. You deserve this one.
Get up and move around a little bit. Thank you.
Downstairs, like, what is happening upstairs?
Yeah.
Woo! That was a great game, Tony.
Scraby with a win today.
Good game, man.
Good game. Good game.
Gotta believe that the Padres... losing streak is about to come to an end.
It has to, right?
Because all is possible in the world now.
Right?
Because that was a real win. Like, I didn't miss any.
Nobody missed any.
To keep getting them.
You guys did not miss any. 11-10. You got all 21 squads that have not been to
I'm happy, but Tony did play a good game, so it's, you know, it's the best feeling in the world! Chris is like, great. Now I'm stuck with this guy.
Yeah, it's okay. I'd rather be stuck with that guy than the guy earlier who was whining and complaining about the Padres.
Well, we'll get back to that. Don't worry.
I'm sure you will. We'll get back to it too. Hour number 2 coming up.